have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way. Stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday again, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around and you got to do what you got to do, you know, it's already Saturday morning in some areas, it's Friday morning in some areas, parts of the world, so you got to run around. But you want to listen to the show. You can still podcast the show and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. Buymeacoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's easy day. Because, you know, you just kind of get it off your chest Friday. Whatever's on your mind Friday, you express yourself. Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
It is a word that evokes many emotions in people. It's a derogatory racial remark that has divided people for many years.
We fight to death.
Over what? Words?
You don't know the half of it.
So here we go. Mr. Nigga right here. Yeah, that's your ass.
Now that's an entrance.
You call a black woman in word, call me that.
No, call me that.
I dare you to do it, and I swear for God, I'll make you taste the ancestors.
Me too.
It's just words.
Say the N-word in front of me.
Come on, down in there.
And I'll give you a taste of everything for the ancestors.
Down in there.
Who are you?
Where you going? Don't you ignore me. This is a perfectly good moment to throw your life away.
What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. All over words. Think about that. And yes, evil people use words to hurt you, to control you, or to try to control you, or whatever. But that is amazing. So last night, we had the ladies' forum last night, every third Thursday night of the month. And I'm not making this up. Oh, really, I'm not. It's truly was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I got home late as usual. I closed my eyes only for a moment. And the moment was truly gone. I closed my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. Really? I'm like, what the? But it was all worth it. Hey, come to the studio for a minute. It was all worth it. And I just really, 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 really want to encourage the ladies to stay with it. Really. Stay on that path. Endure to the end. And when you're working on yourself, it looked like you're dealing with more than you normally would have to deal with in life. But you're not. You're dealing with exactly what you are dealing with in life without dealing with it. You just didn't know it. And that's evil thoughts and emotions. And you're becoming aware of it, ladies and men who are working on themselves. But you got to just stay with it, really. It was really, 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 it was mind-blowing. It was helpful. It was enlightenment. It was exciting. It was fun. It was sad a little bit, but fun too. Even in the sadness, it was still fun. So, I have a question for my expert. And I was thinking about this just last night. It crossed my mind. It crossed my mind last night. I'm like, wow, that's an interesting thought. And so I'm thinking, I'm going to ask my experts. This question this morning. So my experts are here, the Anchor Baby, Nick, the host of the American Anchor Baby Show, and an expert on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JLP Talk. An expert here. And then the Hake of the Hake Report.com. And an expert here. And Hake is on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And the American Anchor Baby Show is from Monday through Thursday from 11 to 1 p.m. on Friday after the fall. Let's say around 12:30, 12:15, somewhere in there. All right? So, Nick, I'll start with you first.
Morning.
How are you?
Amazing.
Thanks for the birthday sign behind there.
You like it?
It's amazing. So you put that video together?
Yeah. I should have made you gray, I think. Because now there's two Jessies, two colored Jessies.
I wasn't gray then anyway. But
that's true.
Producer don't like it. He's chick. Why?
He's calling it. He's like, I'm going to text Nick and tell him that's corny.
Is he going to play the whole time?
Doesn't not necessarily. It will if we don't stop it. It will if nobody stops it.
Amazing. Nick. Who is the one person you miss the most that are not on earth anymore? That is not on earth anymore. The one person you miss the most. And they're no longer on the earth.
I don't think I have anyone like that.
Um,
Yeah, I don't have anyone like that.
No, not one person.
I'm really trying to think as of that. I don't have anyone I miss here. Missing on the earth? I don't think I've even had like a major death in the family.
Okay, so there's not one.
I can't think of one.
Who's 32?
Anchor Baby.
Oh, that's why he doesn't miss anyone?
Yeah.
Oh. Amazing. Kurt, who is sitting here on the film there? Who is the one person you miss that's no longer on the earth?
My grandfather.
Oh, yeah?
If anyone.
You miss him?
Yeah. My dad's dad.
Oh. Amazing. How about you, Hank? The one person you miss that's no longer on earth.
And I only get one.
Uh-huh.
It might be my childhood best friend's mother. Because she was like our whole circle of friends, like a mother type gal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Your childhood's mother.
Childhood best friend's mother.
Your childhood best friend's mother.
Yeah.
Amazing.
She was friends with my dad. She was like a little bit older than my dad. Because he was a teacher at the same school as she was. And she got in a car accident and died. Like 10 years ago.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
I remember hearing you talk about that when she died.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And Derek, who is the one person you miss the most that's no longer on earth? His mama. Oh, that doesn't mean mama. Huh? Oh, his grandfather. My producer say he missed his grandfather.
It looks like he put grandfather's...
He has more than one?
Yeah, mother's dad and father's dad.
His grandfather. Amazing. So I was thinking, the one person I miss that's no longer on the earth is Prince.
not Michael, but Prince?
Right.
You are artistic.
Prince. And the reason I miss Prince the most, because he was so talented. He was a good singer, writer, musician, and he was a good actor, too.
You know, you asked this question yesterday, and I was thinking about different musicians, in some cases rappers. But I didn't think of Prince.
You would think about...
I was thinking about Elvis, because I think I was looking at, like, an Elvis... There was an Elvis thing in the sidebar on the YouTube.
Yeah.
And you had asked this question, and I was looking right at Elvis. I'm like, darn.
So Elvis was the one you missed the most?
No. I mean, I miss them all. You make me pick one.
All right. Just one.
Because I thought of my grandparents, like Kurt and Derek. But yeah,
you miss your grandparents more. You miss Prince. I mean Elvis.
I was thinking of Elvis and Michael Jackson, but no, I thought of all of these people. I couldn't. You're making me pick one. I can't just pick one.
Why not?
Well, the one that hurt most was Mrs. Jansen.
Mrs. Jansen?
Mm-hmm. That's how we knew her.
Was she a teacher?
Yeah.
Oh.
Teacher, friend's mother.
So you miss. So what do you think about the one I missed the most?
That's a funny one. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at your pain.
I'm not having pain from it.
Oh, I thought you missed her.
Right, but him. Not painfully.
Right.
I miss the talent.
He was gone too soon. Wasn't he just right. In his 50s?
Yeah. He was very young.
Yeah.
But he was very, very talented.
Yeah.
I used to think that Michael Jackson was more talented than he was. Mm-hmm. But I think Prince beat out Michael Jackson.
It's just that Michael was better at being pop, popular appeal.
Yeah, probably. But Prince had natural born raw talent. I remember seeing him in a movie where they play his father as being abusive in the movie.
Oh, really?
As they always do. And but he was such a good actor in that movie too. But when you if you ever seen him in a live performance, it was dynamite. Very good. So the one person I miss the most that's no longer on Earth is Prince.
To me, that's cool. But to me, he was too passionate and heart-throbbing, you know, because it's painful, pained and dramatic stuff. Whereas Michael wasn't quite so dramatic. And so Michael was just fun to listen to.
How was he painful?
Because it's like these long, drawn-out, epic songs. And they're like
purple
emotional.
Purple rain.
Exactly.
Purple rain.
You have to be in the mood to hear it.
All I want to do is see you once again in the purple rain.
It's kind of like listening to A Change Is Gonna Come. It's a great song.
But I know a change gonna come.
But you have to be in the mood to hear a song like that, an epic song like that.
And oh, whereas, yes, it will.
What a Wonderful World It Would Be. Don't know much about history. You can listen to that song anytime. You don't have to be in any kind of mood because it's just light and beautiful.
But you don't have to be in a mood to hear this is Prince either.
Yes, you do.
Why?
Because it's a downer. Or you have to be like angry. But all black people are always ready to hear that.
The reason I miss Prince is because it was like it was good talent on Earth. You know, it was like talent on Earth.
Yeah.
And it was displaying that talent. And you can appreciate it because you knew it wasn't from him. But he was really, really good talent.
Yeah.
I think he, I'm not sure how he inspired, but I think he died from fentanyl or something. Or overdose or something like that.
I don't think it was fentanyl per se.
Some type of medication he was on.
I do recall something like that. Oh, yeah, you know what? It was fentanyl.
It was fentanyl?
Yeah. Okay, so according to Google AI, info may be false, disclaimer. Prince died April 21st, 2016, 10 years ago, at his estate in Minnesota. Ruled an accidental overdose of fentanyl, a highly potent synthetic opioid. Authorities concluded that he unknowingly took counterfeit pills, mislabeled right. as a standard painkiller, such as like Vicodin. But were actually laced with lethal amounts of fentanyl. Why would people do that?
Because apparently some entertainers they're like either really depressed or whatever emotionally, but some have physical pain.
Right.
And I guess according to reports, the doctor gave them fentanyl for pain.
Yeah, I mean, he said that he had been managing severe chronic pain, likely linked to hip issues
right.
for years.
Yeah.
But, no, I was asking why people lace things with fentanyl, lethal doses of fentanyl. Why would you want to kill off your addicts? I feel like you would want to... Fentanyl is addictive, so I could see you wanting to put a little bit of fentanyl that just addicts you but doesn't kill you.
Well, I see.
But maybe they just don't know what they're doing.
Right, because I think in those days, I'm not sure. So I could be wrong, too. The fentanyl used to be illegal, so they had to put it with other stuff to pretend that it was one thing, but it really fentanyl.
Okay.
Amazing. Terrible. Well, may his soul rest in peace. But that's the one person I miss from there.
It's classy. It's very black of you. And very musical.
Amazing. Let me go to Daniel, first time caller. Nick, so you don't remember anyone yet?
No, we didn't have anybody cool.
Oh,
when people died, when like so-called little celebrities died, it didn't feel like the Earth lost someone.
So he didn't care about. Did Lil Peep die, or that Jewish rapper guy,
Mac Miller? Yeah. All those people, like.
He doesn't care.
Oh well. Rest in peace.
Cold-hearted. That's that indigenous malice.
Maybe if you were of my generation, you'd feel like me, and it wouldn't be indigenous.
Nothing
malice.
Matters.
Garrett, no, it's just that we didn't have any celebrities.
Yeah.
Garrett, like, you don't miss the family? He like, no family member. No family member. No friends. No, my family members and friends, we're not talented. Why would I miss them?
Just for what you can enjoy from them, huh?
Yeah, family members weren't talented, or friends were not talented. What? Prince was talented. He brought something to the earth. And when it was gone, it was missing.
Didn't you deliver stuff to the Jacksons?
Did I?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I did deliver to some entertainer, but not the Jackson.
Okay. Thought you had
I was like an Uber food driver, but before it became popular.
Before they had cell phones.
Right. Amazing. But there was no Uber either. It was just me doing it for a friend. Nice. But anyway, Daniel, first time call out of Louisiana. Daniel, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Daniel.
I wanted to tell you thank you for everything you've done for me before you're no longer on this earth.
Don't worry, I ain't going nowhere. You're welcome,
Daniel. Well, I appreciate what you're doing, and you changed my life, and I wanted to tell you how. When I first heard you say that racism doesn't exist, I was wondering, what is this black Nicaraguan thinking, you know? Because all my life I had been around people that had hatred in their heart. And myself, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Big Mama Michelle. You know, there was some people, black people that I loved, and some that I couldn't stand, you know. And I was a Bible-thumping good man, you know, so I thought I was part of the good man crew. And when I first heard you say that, I was like, this man is trying to tell me that I have hatred in my heart, and that can't be, because I've asked Jesus into my heart, you know, no more than 10 times, so I know he's there, you know. I kept on going down to the front of the church, and you know, I would pray with words all the time, and I just thought I was part of the good man group. And when I heard you first start talking, I was thinking you were crazy at first. And I heard you say that you asked God one time who you are. I said, let me do that one time. And God showed me who I was. Just like with you getting ready one morning, I was getting ready for work, and I was doing the silent prayer, and I just saw an image of myself, and I looked like a smoker's lung is the best way I could describe it. I knew it was me, and there was no words to it, no words really to describe it, but it was a image of myself that I saw, and I knew that it was God showing me who I was, and I was no damn good, no darn good. And I saw that in myself, and I was blown away by that, because I was thinking that I was a good guy. And I was going to church Sunday, Wednesday, you know, I was thinking that I was doing what I was supposed to be doing in my life. And I was surrounded by a bunch of weak men that thought they were good men too. So we were all just, you know, sitting around telling each other we were good guys. And it took an old black man to teach me that I wasn't. And I really appreciate that. And that started me on my journey of getting to know myself. And I was raised to be angry about stuff and get mad at it, you know, my dad used to always say. And I thought that was powerful, you know, and now I know that it's weakness to be angry. And so I thought I knew God, and I didn't. I knew about him, and I just didn't know him. And it took me to get to know myself to see who God is. And the silent prayer changed my life 100%. And I got to give it to you and hey for sticking around. And, you know, I have many hours of listening and questioning what I knew. And I don't know what it is that showed me that, you know, other than God. And I appreciate you for that.
That's amazing, man. When you stay with it. And just now all you got to do is stay present. Stay with present, and everything else is going to change in your life by itself.
And it is. I see that happening. My wife called you on Monday, Rachel. And she and I were, we were both members of the church, and we thought we both found good people with each other. And we found out that neither one of us were good, and that we were traumatizing our kids and all in the name of Jesus. And you showed me the light, and I can never repay you, but I sure appreciate it.
Right on, man. You stay with it. That is an amazing testimony, and I do appreciate it. Stay with it.
Yes, sir.
Right on, Daniel. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. That is amazing. Know thyself. It's the beginning of knowing God. It's amazing. Let me go to Stuart out of Maryland. Stuart, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse Lee. How are you, sir?
All is well, Stuart.
Brother, I had in my calendar since last year in my phone here, it's Jesse Lee Peterson's birthday, and I told myself I was going to call you and say, happy birthday, brother. And that little message, you know, in your phone, when you put something in that calendar, it jumps back at you. And this morning it came up and said JLP's birthday, so I just wanted to call you. Happy birthday, brother. Look, you've helped me. We don't need to go backwards. Like you say, it's gone. Past is gone, but you've helped me every day. It presents itself. It shows me the working on myself and dealing with others. Man, you really have. You've helped me, brother. And I you told me, I've asked you before, I don't know how to repay you. And you said, just let that light shine.
Yeah.
The funny thing happened, brother. I was at Walmart, and there's a Jamaican woman that I mess with. That's the wrong term. She and I joke and kid around. I mean, I'm not messing with her, like trying to get with her or anything, but I mean, we just joking and kidding around.
Right.
And she, you know, how Jamaican people are full of life anyway. Some of them are. I mean, good and bad and all people. But most of them can be funny, you know. And we've had a good time over the years talking. Well, I walked in Walmart the other morning. I smiled at her and told her good morning. She said, your light's shining. And I really, you know, I didn't put it together. And then I thought, that's just what Jesse Lee's talking. And this woman can see this. Now, not that it makes no difference. She claims that her daddy was a preacher in Jamaica, and, you know, she professes all that. But on a serious tip, brother, and because of time, I don't want to hold you. I just want to say happy birthday. I love you, and thank you for helping me. It means the world to me. I mean that. It really does.
Right on.
It really does.
Thank you, Stuart. I appreciate that. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, and who am I? I'm a living being that's trying to stay present. That's as close as I can get. You asked me a couple years ago who I am, and I didn't know who. I had no clue.
Right.
I knew I was evil. But on a serious tip, all I know to tell you today, if you were to ask me that question 2 years later, I'm a living being. I'm living here. I'm living. I know I'm living and breathing, and I'm trying to stay present.
Right,
that's
on
what I'm doing, brother.
Thank you, Stuart. Thanks for the birthday.
Happy birthday, brother. Because of time, I got to roll.
All right. Thank you, buddy. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. Today is my birthday, and I've been getting a lot of calls and gifts and appreciate. And the ladies did a major shout out last night at the Women's Forum, and some gave gifts and things like that. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Birthdays come fast. What the? Even though I don't even think about it, and then it's here. So today is my birthday, and thank you all for the well wishes. And hopefully many, many more. Hopefully I will become as old as Methuselah. And they say Methuselah was 1,000 years old, I believe. Or 999, almost 1,000, maybe 1,000. Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. It is Friday. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, a brand new episode today. It is Friday. A brand new episode of The Fallen State TV. I had a conversation, interesting conversation with Leonard Jackson. And Leonard is an actor, CEO, and entrepreneur. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What made you decide to run for governor of California?
Mental health, addiction, housing, economic opportunity, Toyota, Tesla, they all leaving.
Yep.
Black History Month, I want to get rid of it. These poor kids are coming up thinking they're second-class citizens.
Yeah.
Black History Month, whatever it is, we're making it worse. I'm all about stop crying about it and do something about it.
Does your wife obey you?
No.
You ever had sweet potato pie that was so good, made you want to slap your mama? Amazing. The Fallen State today at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake Report. Right after the Hake Report. And then around 12, right after the Fallen State TV, 12:15, because sometimes the Fallen State is a little longer or a little shorter. But after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, right after the FallenState.tv. And then on Sunday, Fellowship for All. Fellowship for All. Men, women, children, everybody, and their mama. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11, right here in L.A., and 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to jessieleepeterson.com church. JesseLeePeterson.com/church. Jesse, no, my bad. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. All right? Or if you're not able to make it in person, anywhere in the world, you can listen to it, watch it, podcast it, anywhere in the world. Amazing, huh? So thank you. Don't forget to like these videos. Don't forget to like the videos. I want to show you something really fast about, I've been saying over and over again that this is hell on earth. And what you see happening on earth through a human being is hell. It is evil. And a lot of people are afraid, oh, I don't want to go to hell. I'm afraid of dying, they say, because I don't want to go to hell. Not knowing that if you have anger, emotions, you're already in hell. You're already in hell, and you're living out hell. Hell is coming through you right here on earth. You don't have to be afraid of going to hell. You're already in hell until you overcome thoughts and emotions, the so-called good ones or the bad one, and or the bad one, right? And so what you see happening on earth through human beings is evil. You don't know the depths of wickedness, sickness, so-called mental illness, the lack of love, hate, that come from every human being until they return to the Father, until you can admit you are wrong for being angry, resentful, judgmental, revengeful, whatever. And it's going to get worse because this is hell on earth. But you can overcome it right here on earth, and you can have paradise right here on earth. It's really up to you. You can have the life that you want. And so whatever life you have right now, you have it because that's what you want. And no one else is to blame. Yes, our parents are to blame as when we were little kids because they were responsible for us. But as adults, the life that you have is the life that you want. You want to be your own God. You want to be you. You want to worship you. And so you're getting what you want. And that's why no one can change it or should change it or even judge you in any form or fashion, whatever your life may be. Isn't that amazing? Just think about that. You have the life you want. Even when you're complaining about your life, you have the life you want. Why are you complaining? WESH is reporting. The Brevard County Sheriff officer is investigating a dog attack early Tuesday that left a woman dead, left this female dead. Why is this from Fox 51 and WESH?
People living in One Cocoa neighborhood are on edge tonight. A woman mauled to death by two pit bulls. Exclusive video shows the disturbing moments when that attack happened.
Yeah, Lindsay, this is a really heartbreaking story. This man says that he and his wife actually knew these dogs. They belong to a neighbor. And he says there had been prior complaints about the behavior of those two dogs. He feels this may have been prevented.
She was a great woman. Loved people, loved dogs more than people. And for her to go out that way, it's Is that all right?
Donnell Smith is still in shock about what he says happened to his wife, 50-year-old Jody Cowan, in the early morning hours on Tuesday.
I look down at her and there's just blood everywhere. I mean, just black blood everywhere.
Smith says he had just come back to their home on Blue Bonnet Drive near Cocoa after helping neighbors with something when he realized Jody and one of their dogs had disappeared. Then he heard a faint cry for help.
I saw a silhouette of the two dogs dragging my wife down the road. Off into the grass. Front of the truck down there.
Smith says he found Jody lying in a pool of blood. She had bites all over.
They come back. The two dogs come back. And they're trying to take her from it. They're trying to drag her away from it. And I pulled my knife out. And I was just swinging it one hand and holding the blood with the other, trying to stop her from bleeding.
Isn't that amazing? Hell on earth. And it's got to get worse. The husband said he had already warned the sheriff officer's office about the dogs. Why is this?
Eventually, Smith was able to call 911. He says Jody was flown to the hospital but died from her injuries hours later.
It was brutal. See, the woman I've loved for the last 30 years, 25 years, just ripped apart by two animals. It just was... I'll never get that image out of my mind.
According to Smith, the dogs who attacked Jody belonged to a neighbor. He says he and others have warned the sheriff's office about those dogs.
I told them that she had those two pits that get out all the time and run the neighborhood and have been aggressive towards people, and they didn't do anything about it. My wife lost her life because of it.
Florida law mandates that any dog involved in a fatal attack must be immediately confiscated. But neighbors want more than just the dogs removed. They want the owner held responsible. If it's proven the owner knew these dogs were dangerous and failed to secure them, they could face felony manslaughter charges. And we're still working to get confirmation on where those dogs are tonight and if any charges will be filed against the owner.
Just imagine having dogs like that. And you allow them to just run wild, according to the story. And people get hurt. And in this case, according to the story, and allegedly killed. This is hell on earth. Human beings do not have love. And this thing about, oh, find something nice in the people. Look for the good in a person. It's a setup. You'll look for the good until the cows come home. And you'll get hurt. There's no good in human nature. Human nature is not of God. And this you can bank on. Look, all you have to do and look at how you think and feel about others. The things that go through your mind about others and even yourself. Is there any good in that? As you heard a couple of callers already, you got to get to know yourself so you can see you've been deceived from within and without. Because people lie to you too. This is hell on earth, and you don't want to drop your body already in hell. Should this man forgive this, according to the story, should this man forgive this man, another man, for attacking him? NBC7 is reported in Escondido, female says a man nearly beat her husband, an army vet, to death outside of their home. Watch this, NBC7.
A man is in jail tonight and another is recovering in an intensive care unit after a brutal attack in Escondido yesterday.
We caught up with the victim's wife this afternoon and she told us why she thinks her husband was attacked.
Yeah, that's right. I talked to a lot of the neighbors here in the area. They told me it was really scary yesterday afternoon when the man who owns this house was assaulted and attacked just in front of his home.
He tried to kill my husband, you know.
Maria Garcia says she was at home yesterday when her husband of 20 years, Kerry Sharon, was confronted and attacked outside of their Escondido home.
It's terrible, you know. I don't know what kind of hate to do that to my husband. What heart, you know, the black heart.
Maria thinks it may be because of the political signs and flags they have outside.
A lot of people, you know, they don't like the flags. I don't know why.
A witness says the homeowner was standing right here when the young man came up and attacked him. The witness actually got a punch in on the young man before he took off running.
Security video from across the street shows Kerry walking back to his house. We can't show you the vicious attack that puts Kerry on the ground, but the witness in the yellow shirt throws a punch before the guy takes off. Escondido police tracked down 32-year-old Thomas Caleb Butler and are holding him on attempted murder charges.
Hell on earth, huh? Think about how you treat others and how others are treating you. Is there love in that or hate? And you got to realize these are human beings are created in the image of God. Where's the God in that? And even for those people who are not going out and physically attacking others, you're doing it in your mind. And the sin, the crime, is in the mind. It's not in the act itself, but it's in the mind. The heart is wicked. The depths of the heart is pure hell until it's renewed. It has to be renewed. The female says doctors aren't optimistic about her husband's chance. Why is this?
Meanwhile, Maria says doctors weren't optimistic about Carrie's chances. She says Kerry is an Army veteran and is currently a cook at the nearby senior center.
I love this.
She says they're threatened all the time. People don't like their home, but it never turned violent until Wednesday. She says, my heart is so big that I pray for everyone. I ask God to bless us all and give us strength to continue moving forward. Moving forward may be tough.
Hell on earth. 888-77. You can change if you want. From hell to earth. I mean to heaven. Right here on earth. It's up to you. Let me go to Canada and talk to... Who is that, James? Yasin? Let me go to... let's see here. Yasin, out of Canada, you are on the air.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you, Yasin. I appreciate it. That's amazing.
Yeah. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So I wanted to update you on my silent prayer. The last time we had like a good talk on the air,
okay.
I was like confessing everything that's going on, and you said my next commitment was to do the silent prayer, and I started doing that, and I started getting inspiration and all this energy to do things I never thought I'd be doing before, and then everything else you said that would happen started happening, like demons coming out of the woodwork and everyone around me and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so I've had to cut some people off, but all for the best. I wanted to know. And everything that I'm working on is just, like, happening very smoothly, stuff that I've never learned before or anything. It's just going very well. I wanted to ask you about your hard times in life. Like, what was the struggle or the valley of the shadow of death that you had to climb out of before you saw the light?
Really?
I know you've talked about heartbreak and sitting on the dock, but I don't think that's the hardest it can get.
No. The hardest thing that for me was to really, really see and realize that I had truly identified with a false self All my life I thought I was the thoughts and the emotions. And so to really, really let that go, it was the most difficult thing for me because I didn't know. I used to think what a lot of people think even now, well, who will I be if I don't have my own thoughts? Who will I be if I don't have those feelings? You know, I thought that they were normal, and I didn't know how unconscious, how lost I was in thoughts and feelings. And so to really, really grasp that, which you can't do on your own, by the way, was the most difficult thing for me.
That's when you ask God to tell you who you are.
Yes. To allow me to see. And then being and so even to be able to see, I only asked that because I used to, you know, I've read about that in the Bible, and I heard that God was good and that he loved us, but I wasn't feeling God thing. I'm like, if you love me, why am I so miserable? You know what I mean? I go to church, I do what you say do, but I'm still not happy. I didn't have peace. And that's when things start to change for me.
Well, a lot of us are grateful that you found yourself.
When you stay with it, you stay with it, and just stay with it. All you got to do now is to practice being present. Always know where you are and what you're doing. And things are changing without you even realize that it's change or changing. One day you realize, wow, it's different now. Just stay with it.
I've even had some miraculous healing going on. Like, there's been a couple medical issues that I've been trying to solve. I got like scheduled surgery coming up, and the issues just seem to be clearing up all by themselves.
That's deep. And the reason for that, because what is happening in earth, I mean, in heaven, is now happening in the earth through you. There is no sickness, there's no disease, there's none of that in heaven. And so we ask God to let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. These type of things will happen for you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So just stay
with it. Thank you very much, Jesse.
You're welcome, man. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, buddy. Isn't that amazing? 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Timothy out of Washington State. Timothy, you are on the air.
Hello. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Wishes to you. I was going to respond to what you guys were speaking of about who is the person you guys wish that was still here that has died.
Who is the one person you missed the most that is no longer on earth?
Now, I'm not going to say the person that I'm going to say is the person I missed the most, but he's the person that just died yesterday, and he was a NASCAR driver named Kyle Busch, and he died too early. He was the driver that had the most wins in every NASCAR
series. Timothy, can you hold for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Let me take a break. Two more hours to go. When I come back, your calls and your super chat, we're going to move on. It's open last Friday. Hate news is coming right now, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have the sex. You don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up. You wanna disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Some crazy stuff going on in this here world. Terrible things, actually. If you peruse X or whatever, serious stuff, and this first hour here of the Jason Lee Peterson Show, some serious mess going on in this here world. Trump supporters getting attacked and hospitalized elderly ones, veterans. This is the end of hour one of Express Yourself Friday, the 22nd of May. Happy birthday, JLP, right? AD 2026, there's one line open. Hang tight, callers. Timothy from Washington wanted to talk about this NASCAR driver who died at the tender age of 41. If he's the same guy that I saw on one of these news websites, terrible. And we'll get to more of your calls as well as your super chats, y'all. Many a super chat have come in or has come in. That's cool. Thank you kindly. We shall get to them if it be the Lord's will and the creek doesn't rise. All right. After the Jason Lee Peterson Show, the Hague Report, and then the Fallen State with that black dude running for governor, I think. Cool. And then American Anchor Baby this afternoon, a little bit later after the Fallen State. Church with Jason Lee Peterson on Sunday. Join us in person if you can, or online, live, and or catch the Church with Jason Lee Peterson podcast. It is on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your audio podcasting. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Some of the links are there. Very nice. The Memorial Day travel rush is here, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. Yeah, and the lady, the far left females at the skim, women, already took this day off. You're only supposed to take Monday off, ladies. Already taken off there for your whole publication. Shout out. Who reads the skim anymore? Nobody. Shout out. I do, a little bit. I like their quote of the day, but those are, anyway. Yeah, so happy, it is going to be Memorial Day weekend. That's like the official start of summer, even though, unofficial start of summer, right? Even though summer doesn't officially start until June for like the sort of farmers, I guess. And then mid-June for the astronomers. Mid to late June, like the 21st or 22nd or something like that. Anyway, it is May 22nd right now. All right. One major airport is rolling out new Ebola screenings amidst, all this travel and stuff. Health officials on alert for international spread of dangerous viruses, particularly Ebola screenings in some incoming passengers. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, have tightened early restrictions, for travelers arriving from the virus-hit regions, such as the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And I have to specify that one because there's more than one Congo. I don't get it. And I haven't looked it up. Sorry. I'm remiss. And then Uganda, too. There's like the capital of Uganda. One of the people traveled from Congo, I guess, to Uganda. It's horrible. Anyway, troop deployments. The U.S. will send an additional 5,000 troops to Poland. President Donald J. Trump announced Thursday an apparent reversal after recent moves by its administration to reduce the number of U.S. troops in Europe. But has Poland been as unfriendly and antagonistic toward us as other places like Spain and, I don't know, maybe even France or maybe even England? The officials there, you know. The surprise announcement creates further uncertainty about the U.S. posture in the region, you know, Europe. Republican revolt. Backlash mounting over a series of unpopular initiatives from our greatest president Trump. Sharp criticism among members of his supposed own party. Several, at least a few, Republican senators Thursday abruptly abandoned plans to vote on a major funding bill that President Trump, according to CNN, desperately wanted passed, including heading home early for the long haul. Instead, they're heading home early for the long holiday weekend. What are they, the ladies at the skim? It's horrible. Anyway, SpaceX, after a seven-month hiatus, SpaceX preparing to launch a new, more powerful version of its Starship. You may have heard this from Bill the Engineer and host of Punchy TV. If you were listening, check out Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV, Starship Mega Rocket. I'm going to be launching, I guess, is the idea. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. For those who want to overcome, Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And my biblical, I did the biblical question. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Get it off your chest day. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself. Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
It is a word that evokes many emotions in people. It's a derogatory racial remark that has divided people for many years.
We fight to death.
Over what? Words?
You don't know the half of it.
So here we go. Mr. Nigga right here. Yeah, that's your ass.
Now that's an entrance.
You call a black woman word, call me that.
No, call me that.
I dare you to do it, and I swear for God, I'll make you taste the ancestors.
Me too.
It's just words.
Say the N-word in front of me.
Come on, down in there.
And I'll give you a taste of everything for the ancestors.
Down in there.
Who are you?
Where you going? Don't you ignore me. This is a perfectly good moment to throw your life away.
Think about that. If this all is true, those two black people, human beings, are threatening another person because of words. And then he swear before God with evil. He swear before God. Think about that. Where is the love? I was reflecting on the video we played in the first hour. This woman, this female was attacked, according to a report, by dogs. And now it's over for her. And then this other family had flags around their home of America, and they're like pictures of the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, which some people call amazing. Which some people call king. Even some people call him Daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. And so they have flags around their homes in their minds appreciating America. Let me see what the Great White Hope has to say. Just for a moment.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
Amazing. Amazing. And can you imagine an evil heart, if this is true, if it's true, across the road from them, looking at their home on their property, doing what they want to do, and they get mad and go over and attack the person? Human beings. In the Bible, in the Word, it says anyone with anger is a murderer. You're a killer of the soul. You're a killer of Christ. There are some people who say they are mad at the Jew because they said the Jew killed Jesus. Oh, God. Think about that. You're going to be mad at somebody because you think they killed Jesus. But anyway. The person, if this is true, that went across the road and smacked the person because of what they had in their yard, in their own home, is killing Jesus. Because Jesus said, and I repeat, what you do to the least of them, anyone, you're doing it to me. You're doing it to him. You are killing Jesus. When you have hatred, anger, resentment, envy, jealousy, gossipy, revenge in your heart, you're killing Jesus. And so the people who are mad at the Jews for killing Jesus, you're killing Jesus. What the? Are you mad at yourself for killing Jesus? You must return to the Father. And I want you to really think about this is happening through human beings, to human beings who are created in the image of God. What went wrong? What changed your mind? What went wrong? What changed your mind from love to hate? Let me go back to Timothy, who we asked early this morning in the first hour. Oh, by the way, thank you, son. My son just texted me and said happy birthday. Today is my birthday. Thank you, son. He's up early remembering. Well, it's not early in New York, though. It's like 9. It's 10 o'clock in New York now, a little after. Thank you, son. I asked the question of my staff here, my experts. Who's the person you miss the most that are no longer on earth? They're dead. They're gone. Who is the one person you miss the most? And Timothy out of Washington State was telling me just before the break, you said you miss the most NASCAR driver?
Yes. I'm not going to say he's the most person I miss the most. But
who is the one you miss the most?
I don't really think I have anybody I miss the most. I can say that the people that have died in my past or whatever, I believe that I know that they haven't gone to heaven. I know that for sure. I've had my grandparents die and probably about 4 or 5 of my best friends die. And they ain't near heaven at all. But that NASCAR driver, Kyle Busch, he was a really dedicated driver. And, you know, he's won more races than all top NASCAR series, from the trucks to the Sprint Cup and to the media series there. He's won the most races out of all those series, which is over like 200 wins. And, you know, he's just a guy that
was gone too soon, and he would have a great aspect or legacy in NASCAR going forward.
I heard that story this morning. I don't even know if because I'm not into NASCAR driving stuff.
Right.
But I heard about this guy. They said that he was in a race, I guess, and at some point he's yelled for help. Something happened while he was driving, right?
Yeah, it was at Watkins Glen 2 weeks ago, and I guess they said that he had instances going on there. And I'm not sure what happened from that race and then last week's race at the Monster Mile in Chicago or in Illinois. And he actually qualified second. And I don't know what happened from those last 2 weeks and what happened to yesterday that have him died or whatever. But they were saying that, over the years of him doing all this thing, that getting concussions from getting in wrecks and, hitting the wall and flipping and all that stuff could have happened, could have continued in them not doing the best, relaxing his, head and all that stuff.
A sudden,
not being in the car.
Wikipedia said a sudden and severe illness. That's from Wikipedia.
Yeah. I don't think they really know right now.
They're reporting, too, that he was dealing with a sinus cold during the Cup Series race on May 10th. And on May 16th, he was still experiencing substantial cough. Well, may his soul rest in peace, man.
Yeah. Yes.
He had so did he have a young son or his son was an adult or is an adult?
No, he had a young son and, he started his son getting, they start off doing, go-kart racing and stuff. And he had his son doing that. And, him and his wife would watch him do all that stuff. And,
oh, man.
But yeah, he was a younger son, right younger on. Than 15. I know that.
Well, may his soul rest in peace.
Yes. For sure.
Thank you, Timothy.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great birthday.
All right, thank you, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Gigi out of Washington State. Gigi, you are on the air.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, wow. It's so amazing to, see somebody, especially a Black man in America that has, found a light. And I realize that you have found it like so many years ago. It's just, a breath of fresh air. When I found you and just see how much of an impact that you are to the world at large and, how much of light that you have in you, that you shine. It's just so, so amazing to see. Because, coming to America and I'm seeing so many Blacks with so much hate in their hearts, so much anger. And I just was wondering, is it ever going to get better for especially the Blacks in America? And even though most of them I've seen are educated and Christian in quotes, and you see them with so much hate, and especially for the white people and, just... And I'm wondering, when is this, stronghold going to leave their mind? And just seeing you and listening to you for this, I started listening to you this year. And I'm like, wow, I think I have hope for the Blacks in America. And I'm just so grateful for you that you found your purpose, you found God, and then you were just a beacon of light for humanity. Thank you so much for all of the impact that you of being and always, will be. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Gigi, and thank you for the birthday wish. I am older than dirt. Isn't that amazing? So God made me, and then he made dirt. I'm like, because I needed something to walk on, and he was like, you can't fly all the way. He like, Jesse, you That's can't fly around all the time, so I'm going to make some dirt that you may walk on. Amazing.
No, no. God bless you, Jesse.
Thank you, Gigi. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. You bye-bye. Too.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Court out of Louisiana. Court, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Come on, Savar.
See? Good morning.
I heard you talking French a while back, Jesse. That was cute. Happy birthday, my brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Court. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to give you a little heads up where this illegal immigrant mess got started.
Okay.
And it goes along with what you're saying, Jesse. It was started by a woman, believe it or not. It was started by the first woman governor of Louisiana, Kathleen Blanco. During Hurricane Katrina, I remember this, she came on a news conference after the hurricane. They were trying to rebuild New Orleans. She said, "We understand that during the storm and the flood, you probably lost all your paperwork, and we're trying to get people to come in and rebuild New Orleans. So you don't need any paperwork to come here and rebuild New Orleans. Just come on and help us rebuild New Orleans." Now, I'm in construction. I talked to a contractor back then who told me that when they evacuated New Orleans, they moved all the people to the Cajun Dome, not the Cajun Dome, the Superdome. Well, lo and behold, they weren't there a couple of weeks and they practically destroyed the place. So they evacuated from there, moved them to the Cajun Dome in Lafayette and others to the Astrodome in Houston. Well, a contractor went to the Astrodome in Houston, the bigger place where they had like thousands of people there. He went out and put out word that he was trying to hire people to go rebuild New Orleans. And he was, he like, okay, this is,
Are you saying that she started this immigration thing in Louisiana? Because she didn't start the immigration around the country, right?
No, but that opened the door for it, Jesse. The Democrats saw that and they said, "Hey, let's use this and push it forward, and we can put this in our program and open the doors wide open."
Well, I remember
he cracked the door open, but then after that, it was like before that, you could not hire illegal immigrants in construction. Yeah. This is the point I'm getting to. This contractor went to the Astrodome. Said, "Look, we're going to hire you, pay you top pay, give you transportation to and from the job, provide you all the tools, free room and board, meals, everything is paid. All you got to do is show up and work." He was there for 2 hours. Not one person volunteered to come and work for this.
Amazing.
So he left. He was there 2 hours. He got fed up. He said, "Okay, I'm going to the barrios in Houston." He got a bunch of Mexicans. They went over there and they rebuilt New Orleans.
That's amazing.
Then when they were finished rebuilding New Orleans, they came, moved to Baton Rouge, Lafayette, and the surrounding areas and started working around here. You couldn't, after that, it was like there was no local people doing construction anymore. It was all immigrants.
Yeah. I do remember back in the early 90s, we were protesting here in L.A., demanding that our government stop allowing illegals to come into Los Angeles, into California. And this was in the early 90s. And it didn't get any better. Court, it only got worse. And so,
yes, it has, Jesse.
And so I don't think it's going to ever change. How about you?
No, it's not. Well, Trump's trying to. He's reversing it right now.
Yeah.
Thank God he got in there and starting to fix all these things that they screwed up.
Yeah.
Because I was at a flea market. I had a little booth set up at a flea market. I was, like, selling my guitars and my artwork and stuff. And the illegal immigrants were coming in. These Mexican families with all their kids and stuff, walking by, shopping and stuff. And I would say, "Hey, how you doing? Come check out my stuff." They looked at me like I was crazy. Like, "Why are you even looking at me? Why are you even talking to me?" They didn't want to have anything to do with it. The majority of them were like that. I told the other vendors at the market, I said, "Look, these people are going to come in here. They're going to take over. Mark my words."
Yeah.
And Jesse, last couple of years, they took over the flea market. All the other local vendors left, and it was nothing but Latinos.
I saw a press conference the other day where, you know how they're celebrating 250 years of America? And they're going to be having a big deal over at the SoFi. Is it called SoFi?
I think so. Yes.
That thing out there in Inglewood?
Yep.
SoFi. And they were, the Mexicans wanted to know for sure, well, the illegals, not necessarily Mexican, but the illegals wanted to know that ICE wasn't going to show up. And, and so they had a press conference with some of the politicians promising the illegals that ICE not going to show up when they, I think they're going to do hockey or something out there. And I'm like, wow, it's amazing that the politicians in California, and not all but some, they were holding a press conference saying that we guarantee you or we promise you that ICE is not going to show up to arrest you, nor that you're here illegally. And because over there by this SoFi Stadium, I was there recently for a concert, and they have illegals holding those little food stands where they sell hot dogs and all that. All over the yard, everybody was there selling the stuff. I'm like, where is ICE when you need them? But the politicians is protecting the illegals over the citizen.
Right. They pick and choose which laws they want to enforce.
Yeah.
And they pass laws to make you a criminal.
Yeah.
When you haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, it's a mess, Jesse. It's a mess.
My country is gone, Court.
Right. It used to be you could not hire illegal people without papers to do construction work.
Yeah.
And then now it's like they're overlooking that. They're just like sweeping all that under the rug. We're not going to enforce that.
Well, even the Republican, right or Republican, want illegals because they get cheap labor. And so if it wasn't for Donald Trump, we would be getting no help with the illegal alien situation.
Thank you so much, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, just I don't want to answer the biblical question real quick.
Oh, Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean?
Well, when I first saw that in the Bible, it was like, what does that mean? It didn't like really click with me. But looking back on it now, I realized that I was depending wholly upon myself for the direction that I was going in my life. I was wandering back and forth, didn't know which direction I was going. I gave my life to God years ago, and God started me on that path. And when I did that, it's like, man, my life opened up, and everything. I had this love for people. All of a sudden, it's like, I knew why people did what they did. It's like, forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing. So then it was like I went started following all these wolves in sheep's clothes and all these creatures, because it's like God came into my life and started showing me stuff, revealing things to me. Yeah, so it was like, but following all these wolves in sheep clothes and preaching the Bible, I was still a mess. I had no peace in my life. And then one day I heard you on one of the programs, and it's like, wow, I need to check this guy out. That was like 10 years ago. Jesse, you don't know the depths of what you have done in my life. But when I finally decide, okay, God, I'm going to give you complete control over my life. I don't want to have, I messed it up so far. Take over my life completely, God. Show me what to do. It's when I gave in finally completely. I went and forgave my mother. My life changed, and I ain't looking back, Jesse. We on like a pecan now.
That's amazing. Well, I appreciate your response to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
All right, Jesse, you have a key awesome weekend and enjoy your birthday, my brother.
I will. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yeah, if I'd have known it was your birthday, I'd have sent you another guitar.
What?
Nick and Derek need to show you how to play that thing, man. Come on.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I will. Nick is really good at instruments, so thank you.
Thank you. You too, Jesse. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Oh, man. He sent me the walking stick, too?
He sent that walking stick to me.
Oh, he sent, but he sent me one earlier.
Oh, maybe so.
I have one in my office.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Court. What? I appreciate it, man. Let me go to Steston out of Idaho, not Navajo, but Idaho. Steston, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking the call, and happy birthday.
Thank you, man. You. I appreciate it.
Yes, about that video with that lady getting attacked by the dog. When I first saw that, I've been in situations similar to that. When I was on my bicycle, I could get away. And then hearing that guy's story and seeing it, of the sickness that I felt in my stomach, like, then the fear of it, like, oh my God, like, what if I'm in that situation? Like, well, you're not. And then just like this roller coaster of emotions that I've even had since watching that. Like, how do we take that? I mean, if I wasn't watching your show, if I wasn't paying attention, I would have never known that would have happened.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of aware of that, and I've put myself in that situation. Like, what if you do get attacked by a dog? Like, what are you going to do? Like, I would go for the eyes or whatever, because you come up with these ideas, but I'm aware of that, and this lady probably had no idea, or she had an idea, but she can't. Those are huge dogs. That's not going to happen. So it's just like, I don't even know how to feel emotionally, obviously nothing, but it's just like, I feel for the guys, like, and I've warned cops, everybody about it, and nobody cares or does anything, and now this lady's gone.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
You know, I realized from that and other situations that we, of ourselves, we are not in control of anything. We're not even in control of our own physical life, not to mention spiritual life. We can't change anything. We're not in control of anything. And just imagine this lady, according to the story, we played this video, folks who are just tuning in, of a woman, a lady who was attacked by a dog, the neighbor's dog, according to the report. And they had two bulldogs. Is that what they call them?
Pit bull.
And the woman is dead now. Who would have thought that something like that would have happened? That lady never thought that one day she was going to be attacked. Her husband didn't think. And we need even the physical protection of God, because you don't know who's going to walk up and knock you out or attack you. And it's a sad way to live, but we got to trust on God and not on ourselves for anything.
Yeah, and that's one thing I've really been understanding, is God is over all.
Yeah.
And whatever I do, wherever I go into these environments, being aware of that, I mean, like, there's nothing I can do. I mean, if there's a pack of wild rabbits dogs that want to take me out, it's going to happen, and God is watching over it. And it's like, well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. But not being like terrified that that's going to happen, and being fearful of my life, just being like, well, why did it happen to her and not to me? Like, how does that it doesn't make any sense, but I can't live in that world because it's not
right.
Real.
Are you over the trauma of the attack that happened to you?
Yes.
Oh, good.
But it's just like when I see it flares up, when I see it happen to other people, and that they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
That's like what hurts me. It's like, I can do something about it. This lady or this child, they can't do anything about it. And then nobody gets punished. And then they just let these dogs go, and anybody and everybody can have a dog, no matter what type of person they are. And then this happens. But okay, well, just understand that God is in protection of all of us. Like, and we just endure.
Yeah. And also in this world today, especially in America, human beings have put dolls. Dolls are more valuable to human beings than human beings are to each other. They put the animal over the people.
Yeah. I can see it in my mom the most. I'm like, wow. I think you care for your dogs more than your children. That's kind of crazy, but
that's insane, but this is hell on earth.
It is. It is. So anyways, it's just that roller coaster for emotions. Like, well, I'm not involved in it. Just be aware, and God is over it. That's
absolutely.
So.
Thank you,
Stetson. All right, Jesse. Well, you have a great weekend and happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care.
Have a good one. Bye.
All right. Quick break. Back in a moment. we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
They tell me how it should feel till I live it, it's ideal. Time flies by only alone. Now just photos on my phone.
Okay, welcome back. Go and support Bond, support our work. Those who are already doing it, thank you. I do appreciate it. You can make a donation to the work and to the nonprofit organization by going to, they're going to show me in a minute. JLP. What?
JLPtalk.com.
JLPtalk.com. JLPtalk.com. Or you can mail it in for those who don't want to use online stuff and all that. You can write a check, money order, make it out to Bond, and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's Bond, make it out to Bond, send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California. Excuse me, 90035, or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or you can scan the QR code to support Bond, or jesseleepeterson.com/show. I do appreciate it. Don't forget to like the videos. Like the videos. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, with a biblical question answered with 17 coffees.
Around the world, Jesus said to deny yourself. What did he mean?
To deny the fake self and pick up your cross.
Amazing. Very interesting. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. All the way from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Brian R. with a late coming super chat yesterday. Socrates used questions and they killed him for his words. Jesus made his relationship with God personal and they killed him too. Words stir up the ego demons.
And that's come from, we had a discussion yesterday about words. Do words have power? Thank you. That's amazing. That is, where is Socrates now?
In heaven.
I rest my case. But thank you. Very, very interesting, though. Do you believe words have power?
Yes. But
what a beta.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jesus, thanks as always for church.
Thank you.
Kevin, tithe on tips.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate your support, too.
Luke. Hi, Jesse. Are you ever tempted by thoughts?
Thoughts come and you let them pass, absolutely. But the beauty is now you can see them before they fall into emotions. You can really just see them flying by once you stay present. Amazing. Thank you.
Andrew with 10. Happy birthday, Jesse. I wish you well and with many more to come.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Robert, happy birthday, Jesse. Thanks for everything. And thanks, Hake, AAB, Anchor, American Anchor Baby, and all the Bond crew, keeping it pithy.
Right on. Thanks for your support. Thank you. And thanks for the birthday wish. It's amazing.
Andrew from Derby, UK. Happy birthday, Jesse. Loved and heard around the world by everyone and their mama. Have a great day. Party till your fro falls off. Andrew T. from Derby, UK.
Party like in 1995. 99. Like it's 1999. Who seen that, Nick?
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
He's trolling you, maybe. No.
Are you trolling?
That was my guess.
Really? You know who sang that?
Nobody sings it because he dead.
He dead. Prince.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
That was the year I graduated.
1999?
Uh-huh.
Really? Wow.
Indeed.
You seem too old for 1999 graduation.
Yeah. True. I am.
You have on your nigga rah-rah shirt.
I do.
You trying to send a message?
You know, I was going to wear some other shirt like, you know, those people who sang Simple Man, those rockers who are all dead. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Oh. But I'm like, it's Jesse's birthday. I got to wear something Jesse-related.
So you going to wear nigga-rah-rah?
Nicaragua.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eugene, happy birthday, Jesse. Thanks for everything you do. You have helped me. God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Stay with it.
Alexander from Florida, happy birthday, Jesse, with love from Florida. And yes, I do the silent prayer in the morning and the evening instead of night, which is one of the things you counseled me on.
Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Alexander from Florida, answer to the BQ.
Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean?
To love God and put him first before all else, and then to love your neighbor and your enemy.
Very interesting. Thank you. Amazing. I'll respond on Sunday. Thank you.
Jamie, happy birthday, Jesse Lee Peterson. All caps. I wish you a wonderful day. Stay with it.
Thank you, and you stay with it as well. Appreciate it.
Nikki 313, you're right. Teachers these days are dumb. LOL.
As a doorknob.
I don't mean to brag, but I only follow the best ones. Cool sunglasses. Happy birthday, JLP.
Right on. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bree. No message.
Thank you, Bree.
Justin. Hey, Jesse. I want to start reading. I'm holding up how many coffees they give.
Oh, okay.
To shorten the, keep it pithy. Anyway, I wanted to start reading the Bible, but I do not want to get all into it. Should I start at the New Testament or just open it to a random page?
Yeah, just open it, read it, put it away. And while you're reading it, after you're done reading, watch how the thought which of the devil try to interpret the Bible for you. Let that pass. And then the true interpretation of the Bible will be revealed to you by the teacher within. So don't read to remember. Open up, read something, put it away. Amazing. Stay with it.
Bald City on Pilled the Cookie. Happy birthday, Uncle Jesse. I wish you well. God's will be done.
Thank you. May God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you.
Crabby Turtle. Happy birthday to ya, Jesse. Much love to you, da crew, and da pit.
Right on. Thank you.
Cloud Bobs. Happy Jesse Thank Day. You. Well, health, wealth, peace, prosperity.
Who that?
Cloud Bops.
Thank you, Cloud Bops.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Thank you.
Him Diddy. Happy birthday, Jesse. All the best and many more. Cake, party emoji, party horn, balloon, gift, and confetti.
Party like in 1999. Amazing.
Justin K. Happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you.
Oh, Brother Sonny, for me, Lemmy or Neil Peart? Nobody prepares you for a world without the drummer from Rush. He's talking about whom he misses the most, no longer on Earth. Lemmy or Neil Peart. Lemmy being the Motorhead singer guy, and Neil Peart being the highly technical drummer from Rush.
That's who he missed the most from there, Don Way.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Right on, right on. Thank you.
Chris from chat, been a member 10 months. HBD, Jesse, cake emoji.
Thank you. I appreciate and thanks for your support.
Marcus G, happy birthday, Jesse. Thank you for all that you do and how you've changed my life, because all my life I was a mess, laughing with tears. May God keep on blessing you. Here's a little 20 for you. Not your little business. Lunch is on me. 10 pointing at you emoji, cool, and 100.
Thank you. What a mess, huh, this happened. But thank you. I appreciate it.
ADHD, happy birthday, Jesse. I was wondering if what made you realize that forgiving your mother thoughts or lies, silent prayer, and what you talk about is the way for us to be free. Where'd you learn this?
I had no idea, really. I wasn't aware that I resented my mother. Zero. Because I felt what felt like love. I felt that emotion, which felt like love. So I thought I loved my mother. I'm like, what now? And it wasn't until I asked God to let me see what's wrong with me, what's going on. And that's when he really caused me to see I resented my mother. And if you met my mother, she did. No, she did. She was a Christian. She seemed like a nice lady. But I resented her. And that's what, and I realized I needed to forgive. I forgave right in the moment that I realized I resented her because I realized I was wrong. And then I went and forgave her and everything changed. Really. So that's how I came to know. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on YouTube, Kingdom Citizenship. Happy birthday, Jesse. Have some Punchies coffee on me.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for teaching us how to conquer our thoughts, anger, and emotions. Life's never been better since overcoming these things. What a...
And it's going to get better if you stay with it, really. It ain't over. And die daily just by being aware of those thoughts. All you got to do now is when they come, and then try to catch them before they fall into emotions. And you're going to be surprised. You're going to be happily surprised. Thank you.
The Real Jarrell. Good morning, everyone. HBD cake emoji, Jesse. Saw a video of you in public talking to people about White History Month. It was hilarious. Are you doing that this year?
White History Month is in July. I have a ninth year of celebrating White History Month. So get ready. It's coming up soon. Get your shirts and everything. Oh, they can't get them yet, right, Nick?
Not just yet.
Not yet, but coming soon. Yes, we are celebrating White History Month in July. It just feels white. Amazing. Thank you.
Him Diddy's been a member for a month. Jesse, the best. Okay, sign. Cool. Thanks for all the heavy lifting you do on behalf of God. You'll never be appreciated enough. Thanks, hands.
Thank you very much. Stay with it, all right? Just stay with it. Amazing.
CAG, C-A-G-G, 311. Happy birthday, Jesse. God bless.
Thank you. Amazing. God bless you.
Welcome, Chris from chat, HBD, JLP, who'd have been a member for 10 months, and Jim in Alaska, a member for 4, saying happy birthday, Jesse.
Right on, Jim. Thank you, man. I really appreciate your support, Jim. Thank you.
And Chris.
And what?
And Chris from chat. I lumped two together.
Oh, okay. And Chris. Thank you, Chris. But I really appreciate both of you. Thank you.
Jermaine, happy birthday, Jess.
Thank you, Jermaine.
Amazing. What a mess. Shout out to you, Jesse. Enjoy.
I will. I am already. Thank you.
Madi, happy birthday, Jesse. Still looking young and many blessings to you, sir. Have a blessed day. Love you. Kiss emoji, heart, cake, thanks, and party.
Right on. Black don't crack. Amazing. Thank you.
Clay Bob, the person I miss the most is Charlie Kirk. He was a brown man in a Caucasian's body, a father, a pastor, disciple, patriot, truly a salted man.
Amazing. One person you missed the most. So, Charlie.
That's
Kirk.
A nice one.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Clay Bob.
Yep.
Sleepy Neo. So, Jesse, were you walking down the road and said, let me go to the ladies' hair salon? And then he says, keep the gray. Don't be a beta.
Amazing. Thank you.
AKP, happy birthday to you, Jesse. You're selfless, patient, and kind. You also have the best cackle laugh ever. Thank you for all you do. Are you lucky, 77? You don't have to answer that. Party heart, red, white, and blue hearts. Love you.
Amazing. How old am I?
77.
I am.
Born in 49. It's 2026. That makes 77.
Does it really?
Indeed.
Because I truly forget my birthday. I never really think about it. Then when someone asks, how old are you? I'm not. I forget. I don't know if it's 75, 76. But then I have to add it up. And then I have to call Hank to make sure it's the right add up. So 77, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
C. Dell, thank you, Unc. I really appreciate your wisdom. Black man, salute. American flag.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Pastor Chatelet, on pilled.net, happy Borf Day, Unca Jesse.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. I appreciate it. Thank you.
8088Y Digital, happy birthday, brother. Cool.
Amazing.
White fist. Explosion.
White bomb. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Leo G, one birthday tequila shot on me, Jesse.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Angban R, happy birthday, Jesse. What is up with the seven-headed dragon in the New Testament? Why does Satan take that form?
He's evil. What the? Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there, hey?
We'll read the rest later,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, we'll read some. Well, I guess there's some calls and everything.
Indeed.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We'll get to the rest of them. Let me go to first-time caller out of Florida, Dylan. Out of Florida, I want to say Dylan. Dylan, you are on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing.
All right. So my question to you is, how do I? So right now I'm 27. I grew up in the hood, so they call it, in New York, and I was the only white kid in my class in throughout all the years of high school and, you know, around my town. And so I got out of there once I grew up, and I moved to near Boston, and it was very nice up until recently. And now I'm down in Tampa, Florida, and I'm back in the same situation I was in as a kid, where I have to, be tough around these homeless people, nearby. And I'll be all dressed up I'm trying to find a job, and I'll be dressed up to go to work, and I'll be at the bus stop, and the homeless man's asking me for a dollar and stuff like that, you know. How do I find the strength for that?
How do you find the strength to resist a homeless man asking for money?
keep my mind on myself and God? And work, because I'm really, I need to, that's like my dilemma as a young man, is to get into the work field and, get steady work and,
Number one, you keep your mind on God by not keeping your mind on God at all.
Yeah.
Don't think about God and just be aware of those thoughts that come about God and all that. And then number two, when you go past homeless people or someone that...
And they're very thuggish around here.
Yeah.
You know,
what you do is don't even look them in the eyes. Just go your way.
Yeah.
And then when the thoughts come about it, let the thoughts pass and just simply stay present and live your life, and you'll be fine. And what's going to happen if you do this, Dylan, you stay present, and then... the light, the truth will operate through you, and the truth will guide you in all things. It will guide you whether to help a homeless person or not. It will guide you into work and everything, but you got to stay present.
Yes.
Are you practicing staying present?
Yes, for sure. I've been following you for a long time now, and I can't say I do the silent prayer, but I do pray, and I do, try to follow. And I listen to you when you say, to just, let the thoughts pass and notice the thoughts and let them pass.
Yeah.
And
I try to do that, and it works out pretty well because I notice myself, like, you know, stressing about some imaginary thing,
yeah.
And then I'll just think about how you say that, and it does just pass.
Yeah, know? It's just a thought. The stress,
yeah.
The stress is not even real. It's just a thought that makes you believe it, and then you feel it, and then it seems real, but it's not real at all.
Yeah.
Why are you not doing the silent prayer so you can practice being present? Why are you
not doing re-look. I need to recheck out. I think you have a video of how exactly how it's done, right?
Yeah, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Yeah, start doing that. Do your little hoop and holler if you want, but be still and let the light take over.
All right. And, is it your birthday today, Jesse?
Yes.
Happy birthday, man. Amazing.
Thank you. It is amazing. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Jesse.
And you stay
take
with
care.
It.
Thank you very much.
All right. Amazing. All right. Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Marion out of Washington State. Marion, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Speak right into your phone or a little louder.
Okay. I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I was calling out a question. I was involved in a rollover accident in November of 2025, and it was pretty severe. I had an aneurysm in my heart because of the seatbelt, and I also damaged my hip, and I have a hernia and just other kind of bumps and bruises. The person that hit me is illegally here from Honduras, and he gave all the false information. I hired a accident attorney here in Washington State, and they quit about a month and a half into it because they realized there's nothing they can do. And I hired an attorney out of L.A., and they just quit on me on Wednesday because they can't find any information out for this person. I did have the heart surgery February 4th, and my health insurance covered that, thinking that once the lawsuit came back from the attorneys that, you know, they would get paid back for covering my surgery. But now that's not going to happen. So they want me to pay that bill, which is about $95,000. And I still need surgery on my hip and to have the hernia removed. And I was thinking about filing a civil lawsuit against Washington State because it's a sanctuary state and the laws are not there to protect the citizens. But I don't know even how to go about that, how to find an attorney or anything. And so I was wondering if one of your listeners might have that information to be able to help me.
Well, let me just say this. Don't give out your phone number or anything. They can call us, and we'll pass it on to you.
Okay.
They can call 888-775-3773 and leave it with the producer if they do have help. And we'll definitely pass it on to you. And do you have uninsured, or do you have uninsured motors insurance?
I didn't, no.
Oh, I see.
And so that was, and I didn't have personal injury protection either.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So that's kind of what
messed me up. Let me just say
this
because of time. I want you to hang on so we can get your phone number in case someone does call and we can send it on to you. But stay away from anger. Don't be mad about any of this so you can see clearly, all right?
I am happy that I'm still here. I'm happy I'm alive. So
right. Hold on for
I thank Jesus every day. Okay.
Right on. Hold on. Darren, get her number and or email or something, and we'll contact you if we'll contact. Back in a moment.
I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here world. It's a fact, Jack. This is the end of hour two already of Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day. It is May 22nd, AD 2026. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. Many flowing in for JLP's birthday. Isn't that nice? And we appreciate them. Their fallen state is happening today after the Hake Report, which is happening after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, and then thefallenstate.tv, and then American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble later this afternoon. Check it out. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Shout out to the ladies who attended last night's Women's Forum, third Thursday of the month. That was cool. 7 p.m. at Bond. That was awesome. RebuildingTheMan.com/events if you ever need info. And you can call the Bond office, 323-782-1980. 323-782-1980 is the local number. Very cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting about that SpaceX stuff. After a seven-month hiatus, SpaceX preparing to launch a new, more powerful version of its Starship mega rocket. The company pushes ahead with a high-stakes testing campaign tied to future NASA moon missions that may take place. NASA does not mean to deceive. All right, Brady in Arizona. Shout out. Space is real. Anyway, the initial launch scrubbed Thursday after a series of countdown delays, with another attempt possible as soon as this evening. We shall see, I suppose. Kyle Busch, you heard about that from that caller, Timothy, in the first, end of the first, beginning of the second hour. The racing world mourning the sudden passing of two-time NASCAR champion Kyle Busch. B-U-S-C-H, spelled like the beer, I guess, I think. Died at the tender age of 41 years old. Had a wife, a boy, and a girl, I think, right? Looked like it anyway from this picture. Yeah, wife and their children, Lennox and Brexton. The cause of death not released, okay? Though his family said he'd recently been hospitalized with a severe illness. He had that crazy cough, he said, I think, per Wikipedia. And Busch, Kyle Busch, had been scheduled to compete Sunday in the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Alas, that will not happen. Perhaps he will be there in spirit, but I don't know. An air show fallout. The U.S. Navy lost $136 million worth of jets in Idaho in that air crash last weekend. No pilots were seriously injured. They were able to parachute out all four members in the planes, the jets. The incident renewing debate over why the Pentagon risks multi-million dollar warplanes and their crews for entertainment. I mean, you're supposed to impress and put on a good show, but you're not supposed to mess up. Terrible. Cruise ships are sailing to a phantom destination, Null Island, N-U-L-L, capital. Island is not an actual place, says CNN, but it hasn't stopped some cruises from taking tourists to visit its location. Did you know that Don Jr. is getting married, remarried, on Sunday? Notably without his father in attendance. So say sources. And this is not that gal, that older woman necessarily. It's with Palm Beach socialite Bettina Anderson. And, you know, his ex-wife is the woman who had that breast cancer, I guess. She's with Tiger Woods. Anyway, Byron Allen, B-Y-R-O-N, Allen, A-L-L-E-N. I guess he's the billionaire comic-turned-media mogul who is taking over CBS Late Night. Is he going to replace Stephen Colbert? A black dude, I think, by the way. I didn't know he was a billionaire. I didn't know that he was a comedian, but I didn't know he was a media mogul. Anyway, congratulations, I guess. What a mess. A hurricane swept through North Carolina, Asheville. A group of seniors formed a support pod. Isn't that nice? Whatever pod is. Then it became a way to weather future challenges as a group and age in place together. Isn't that cute? Sorry, I guess I didn't have a point with that. Staggering statistics on mental illness. 1.2 billion people worldwide living with mental disorders per a new study. 95.5% increase since 1990. I'm James Hake. Now back to the JLP Show, Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? Deny yourself. What does that mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to run around anywhere in the world, you can still listen to the show as it is happening no matter what you're doing. You can podcast and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Friday. Get it off your chest today. Whatever's on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
It is a word that evokes many emotions in people. It's a derogatory racial remark that has divided people for many years.
We fight to death.
Over what? Words?
You don't know the half of it.
So here we go. Mr. nigga right here. Yeah, that's your ass.
Now that's an entrance.
You call a black woman in the word, call me that.
No, call me that.
I dare you to do it, and I swear for God, I'll make you taste the ancestors.
Me too.
It's just words.
Say the N word in front of me.
Come on, down in there.
And I'll give you a taste of everything for the ancestors.
Down in there.
Who are you?
Where you going? Don't you ignore me. This is a perfectly good moment to throw your life away.
What this old world coming to? Things just ain't the same. Anytime the hunter get captured by the gang, and that's what's happened in America, you've been captured by evil. Isn't that amazing? Human beings. Demons dwells in human bodies, in the mind, in the thoughts, in the imagination. I wanted to ask Hake a quick question. A friend just texted me, and so I asked Derek about it already. my producer, he said that this is late news. It happened, I guess, a while back. Remember that guy, Hake, or do you remember the guy that was going around and I guess, videotaping using the N-word to black people?
Yes.
He would go, he would go up to a black person or black people, and he would use the N-word, right?
Right.
He went to he's in jail. I mean, I know he was arrested, but a friend just texted me and said that he was on $1 million bond. Bail. I mean, $1 million bail bond thing.
I believe that's true, something to that effect. I haven't kept up with the specifics, and I believe he is still in jail. He was able to raise a lot of money, but he was not given access to that money for this purpose, because that money was in support of what he was doing, and the judge deemed that what he was doing was part of his crime.
So, what's his name?
Dalton Etherly, but he's more commonly known as Chud the Builder.
Oh, okay. And so he would go over to Derek. You, how much you told me, Derek, the bail spot? And where did you get this from, Derek? According to the AP News, a judge on Thursday set $1 million bond for a white live streamer charged with attempted murder for allegedly shooting and wounding a black man. That's from the AP. Oh, so he shot someone?
He did shoot someone who was allegedly, according to him, attacking him, hitting him.
Oh, so he's not in jail because of using the word. He's in jail because he's been accused of shooting someone.
Correct.
Oh, I see.
Well, I guess different. The premise is that he was provoking the person by saying that word.
But he was arrested for shooting, mm-hmm. accused of shooting.
Yeah.
Not accused for provoking either, right?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. I thought he was in jail because he was using the word.
That's not explicitly that.
Okay. Amazing. I thought it was amazing that he would use the N-word, go over to black people and use the N-word, mm-hmm. especially being white.
Right.
Knowing that in America, white people don't have a chance.
Yeah.
When it comes to equal treatment under law.
Right.
White people don't have a chance nowadays. And
true.
To go over to black people and deliberately use that word, the industry, I don't know when you expect to come from that.
Yeah.
Especially being white. Now, if he were black, he probably could have gotten away with it. He would have gotten away with it.
Crazy.
Is this child abuse? And then I'll take some calls. A teacher was, this is from WFLA, a Mentee County teacher arrested on child abuse charges, allegedly ordered a student to slap a classmate who wouldn't stop talking. Is this child abuse?
A Manatee County middle school teacher is accused of child abuse in the classroom.
Yeah, according to investigators, she asked one student to hit another student.
Behind shut blinds, investigators say the incident happened right here during class at Lee Middle School.
A Manatee County school teacher nearing the end of her teaching contract is facing child abuse charges.
It's troubling because she used her position of authority to intimidate the kids in this classroom.
Investigators say 64-year-old Judith Clark made comments in class about one student talking too much and asked the others if they wanted to hit the student.
Well, none of them wanted to do that. They obviously knew that's not how that should be handled.
When no student took her up on the offer, deputies say she made two kids close the blinds and told a 12-year-old to slap the student for her.
That student, that 12-year-old that was in the sixth grade, did not want to
participate in this, but felt out of fear. He didn't want to get in trouble with the teacher.
Investigators say the student gently carried out Clark's orders with an open palm across the other student's face. Another student who felt uneasy about it told their parents, who reported it. Clark's contract with the school district was not renewed for the upcoming school year. She had been an employee since 2019. Clark's bond is set at $7,500, and if she bonds out, she'll be on supervised release, and she won't be allowed any contact with the victim or any person under the age of 18.
What a mess is that child abuse? Hake.
Yeah.
In the worst way, too.
Yeah. Well, I can understand the frustration because kids are bad, if you will.
Kids are not that bad that you're going to tell another student, if this is true,
right,
allegedly, to go slap them for me.
Not justified.
And then close the blind. What's going on?
In the good old days, you could hit.
But not like that.
Right.
It was a paddle.
Yeah. And
but
not
the
in
teacher
anger.
Had to do it. The teacher's not going to tell another student to do it.
And you're supposed to be self-disciplined as you mete out discipline, not be angry and out of control.
It should be. This is why you have to take your children out of the public school. Homeschool them. You have to homeschool your children, folks. Raise your own kids. Homeschool. If you love them, you will homeschool them. This is insane. The world gone crazy. It is hell on earth. And I wonder, hey, if a Tennessee man who was arrested on felony charges for a social media post about Charlie Kurtz, murder, he won a settlement of $835,000. Should he have gotten his money? Well, this is from Fox 13. No, this is from the Nation Desk. That report is from Fox 13. The soundbite is from the Nation Desk and ABC4.
A retired Tennessee police officer who spent more than a month in jail over a Facebook post about Charlie Kirk's assassination, he's now set to receive a major payout, $835,000 settlement. 61-year-old Larry Bouchard here sued Perry County, Tennessee, its sheriff, and an investigator after he was arrested last September.
Police arrested Bouchard after posting a meme quoting President Donald Trump, who said, "We have to get over it," about a school shooting in 2024, but posting it in the context of Kirk's death.
Now, authorities said people were alarmed and feared the post could be a threat to a local school with the same name, but the felony charge was later dropped.
And so apparently, if I'm right on this, the man took a post of the great white hope, Donald Trump, and he posted on another situation, and it looked like Trump was saying, "Get over it." Am I right? Something like that.
That's how the news presented it.
Within the span of 37 days in Tennessee, the man lost his job, missed his wedding anniversary, and the birth of his grandchild. Watch this.
He then spent 37 days in jail, lost his post-retirement job, missed his wedding anniversary, even the birth of his grandchild. In a statement tonight, he says, quote, "The people's freedom to participate in civil discourse is crucial to a healthy democracy. I'm looking forward to moving on and spending time with my family."
Here's what Bouchard's attorney has to say about it all.
Larry is a retired law enforcement officer. He has great respect for the law, but like many Americans, he enjoys participating in political discourse on Facebook. And he knows his rights, and he knows that those rights were violated. And so he is pleased that this settlement vindicates, you know, both his First Amendment rights and his Fourth Amendment rights as well.
Amazing. They don't have any more male lawyers. How come when they show so-called experts or whatever, it's always females now? doctor is a female, lawyer is a female, working on the plantation, a female, tractor driver and everything. What happening? But what a mess when you say that.
I don't get any aspect of this story.
Me either.
I don't get what Trump meant way back when he said we have to get over it regarding some Iowa school shooting or something like that. I don't know. It sounded like the guy was saying we have to get over Charlie Kirk's death, responding to some vigil that they were having for Charlie Kirk.
I didn't understand, so I don't know if this guy's my producer was giving it to me.
I don't know if this guy is kind of a hater, because there were many haters of Charlie Kirk who were like kind of mocking, dismissing. But that's merely dismissive. It doesn't. I don't get how that could be construed as a threat or jail this guy. So not anything do I understand about this.
I'm telling you, I don't understand it either, folks. Because again, as he just said, I don't know what Trump was responding to at the time and why this guy would put it on a something about Charlie, if Trump wasn't responding to Charlie, and had not have been Trump, let's say Obama or somebody was in office and this guy did the same thing, would he be getting $800,000? What a mess, Hank!
You know what? It sounds kind of like there was a witch hunt, if you will, from the right wingers attacking anybody who was celebrating Charlie Kirk's death. A lot of people got fired. Remember that?
Yeah.
A lot of people got doxxed and fired. Yeah. So that was right wingers doing this cancel stuff in some cases, because it wasn't necessarily justified to dox these people and fire them. But this is like another level.
I don't even understand why on my birthday, and Hate been talking about Nigga Rara for the last 3 weeks on his show, he wore a Nigga Rara shirt on my birthday.
Can I go back just a little bit to this cop?
I bet you, yes, you can.
I don't feel any guilt about that. You cannot. Anyway.
Ronnie from Ohio, I want you to attack Kurt
Hake today.
Hake today on his show about his Nigga Rara shirt on my birthday.
I'm also confused because this is a retired.
Thank you, Ronnie from Ohio.
A retired cop looked white to me. Most retired cops are pretty conservative. They would be kind of pro Charlie Kirk and pro Trump. But some of them could be liberal and sort of haters. So maybe this is a hater, but he got undue overreaction.
Yeah, I don't understand his story.
Yeah, but don't be fooled. JLP doesn't mind me wearing a Nicaragua shirt.
That's right. That's for sure. Amazing. This Derek said blatant racism. That's why you wore that shirt.
Very nice.
And then Kurt said a birthday gift. Amazing birthday gift.
You know, our friend, former guest, Jake Lang, got arrested. I think out with relation to this Chud the Builder guy not getting bail.
Really?
Yeah.
Jake got arrested? Why?
You know, he's kind of a loudmouth, kind of antagonizing the Muslims and doing all these protests
and
things.
Oh, Jake, did I interview
him?
Yeah, here.
The Jewish
I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah.
He got arrested as well?
Yeah, he got arrested during this hearing as the judge set the bond to $1 million down from $1.25 million or whatever.
Right.
He got arrested. Jake Lang must have made some type of scene.
Oh, he was in the courthouse?
I guess so.
Oh, that was the video a friend just sent me then.
Oh.
Oh, that's why he just sent that to me because
it's not old news. It's...
He was showing me that Jake was being arrested.
Okay.
Wow. And then the judge was saying, anybody else on that side of the courtroom, if you're going to be making outbursts like that, you got to get out of here too. That's what happened.
Okay.
Oh, but now it makes sense.
He is young, loud, white.
Stand up and fight for your love rights. I'm not encouraging that.
Right.
I'm saying lay your weapon down and leave the battlefield.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
No, absolutely don't. Let me go to Charles out of Michigan. Charles, you are on the air.
Hello, dude. Say happy birthday to you.
Hey, Charles, my homeboy. Thank you, man.
Oh, boy. Yeah, good to hear your voice, Jesse.
Yours
I listen
too.
To you all the time. Good to hear you. Yeah, directly, it means a lot.
Right on, Charles. Thank you, man. That's amazing. Charles is from Russell County, Alabama. I'm from Barber County, Alabama. And Charles married my girlfriend's sister. What the?
Yeah. Small world, isn't it?
I'm telling you, man.
We sat on the same couch, Jeff.
I know. I used to go to her house a date, and we sat on the same couch. That's amazing.
That is amazing. I love you, man. I love you, man. And on the biblical question, I just wanted to say that when our God said, deny yourself.
Oh, Christ said to deny yourself. What does that mean?
Mean to give up, surrender, and let him and the Holy Spirit take over your life. And he will guide you to all right. Righteousness.
Amazing.
Surrender. Yep, give up. Deny yourself. Yep.
Right on.
That's amazing.
I appreciate you responding to that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing. Let me explain to the people. You don't know what couch means in Alabama?
I'm just saying, I didn't know you guys had couches in Alabama.
Yeah.
I thought it was all like tin roof houses and dirt floors.
What do you
think
we had,
Dufo? What did you say?
What did you say, Charles?
What do you thought we had, Dufo?
I don't know. I just figured you guys sat on like tin cans or something.
In the good old days when we used to go out dating, we had to date the girl at home, and you had to keep the door open. And sit on the couch.
Yep.
That's funny. Yeah. In my house, you could not close the bedroom door. Yep.
Isn't that amazing? Now you can not only close the bedroom door, you can sleep with the woman in her parents' house.
Terrible.
Yes. Hey, Jesse, I heard you say you're like 77.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm 7. I'm 74.
Amazing.
And, I'm glad we didn't have to meet up at the same time.
I know.
You don't want to hear the couch of me.
I know, man.
That's a hard dude trying to have a conversation.
That's amazing. You go ahead.
Now that's called double date.
Right. That's right. Charles went to Russell County High School. I went to Rebecca Comer High School, and we used to play their basketball team, and we were the best. And when Russell County was playing us, and they couldn't play ball, in my opinion, we would be chanting, Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. We love you in the springtime and the fall. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you, but you just can't play no ball.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. I heard you mention Hurstburg one day on the radio. You go to town when you go to Hurstburg.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
The good old days. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you, Charles. I appreciate it, man. You made my day.
Yeah, you're good talking to you, Jesse.
You too, buddy. We'll talk again.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.
Amazing. All the way from Hurstburg, Alabama, Russell County, Alabama. Thomas, this is the first time I called out of Texas. Thomas, you are on the air.
Hello, young Mr. Peterson.
Hey,
Hello,
Thomas.
Young Mr. Peterson.
How are you?
You're right now. You're not older than Dirk. I was here before you was born. I was born in 48, and I was here when Dirt was here. So,
right.
But the young man.
You are the same age as Israel.
Oh, no. Israel was a long time ago, back in Christ, but the modern nation state's not. No. Israel has been, it's always been. Israel was Jacob, if you remember. Jacob's name was changed to Israel.
But Israel was.
That's where it come from.
Israel, the state of Israel, created in 1948. Am I right, Jay?
Oh, that's just the earthly thing that man has made.
Right.
What God made was when God made it, and God's always, Israel's always been there since Jacob.
That's right. That's amazing.
That's what people need to realize.
Where are you from, Thomas?
Scotland.
Oh, I like that Scotland accent.
Well, it's not really an accent, it's an affect, but yeah, a lot of people like to hear it. I'm just glad you're alive and glad to hear you every day.
Right on. Thank you.
I wish you well.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a good one.
You too. Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Amazing. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. We love you in the summer and the fall. Russell, we love you, but you just can't play no ball. Amazing. Let me go to, is it Jep? A first-time caller out of Kentucky. Jep, you are on the air.
Happy, happy birthday, Jesse. Happy, happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy, happy birthday.
Amazing. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. What the?
No problem.
Thank you.
You should rub your nipple because it's your birthday.
Right on. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You be safe.
All right, buddy. That's amazing. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat. Gregatron, very generous. Happy birthday to the great Black Hope. And many, many different party type emojis and gifts and cake.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Right on.
Brandy, Hawaii. Nice. Matthew 15:11. It's not what goes into a man's mouth, but what comes out. Words matter. Happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you, Brandon. Amazing. And it is. It's come from the heart. Whatever coming out of that mouth is coming from the heart. And it ain't love. What the? Thank you, Brendan. I appreciate it. Thanks for the birthday wish.
See you on Happy Birthday, Jesse. My God, may God continue to bless you with age and wisdom. You've helped me so much with my life, with everything I went through. Your advice gives me hope. Almost tearing up writing this. Can't call because I will cry. That's why I avoid calling you. And I'm not lying when I cry to answer the your question. I won't bow down to the statues of Mary or pictures or anything crazy, she says. She's Orthodox, you know, the Orthodox Christian.
Oh, okay.
Or I think she's Orthodox. She didn't answer. But I do believe that Jesus is God. Balloon, star eyes, candle, and pie.
Right on. Thank you for the amazing birthday wish, Sion. I do appreciate it. I cried over you. What a fool I've been. Now's your time to cry over me. Thank you for the amazing birthday wish, and I'm glad you don't wish a Mary. Amazing. And I forgive you for believing that Jesus God. We are in love. Thank you.
Stephen from Rotterdam, Netherlands. Happy birthday. Many exclamation marks. Wish you the best. Three hearts.
Right on. Who is that?
Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate it.
Hannes. Happy birthday, Jesse. God bless you. Kazoo emojis. Party kazoos.
Right on. Thank you.
Bulgar Wolf. Happy birthday, Jesse. Love you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. By the way, is it true you have blue eyes?
Yes.
I heard that on the Hake Report.
Yeah. And I think what I know is because I have white blood in me. Because in those days when America was America, white people and black people would get together and make babies.
And it wasn't R word.
What?
And it wasn't rape all the time.
No, it was not rape.
Everybody's saying, oh, I only have white blood because of the whites are worded.
It had nothing to do with rape at all.
Yep.
I remember as a kid, because I had the blue eyes, the black kids would tease me. You think you white. You have blue eyes. I was like, what the? And I hadn't even really thought about blue eyes until they started teasing me about it. Amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Very nice. And he, Prince, may have possibly been a... What in the world? He resembled a woman. In fact, his hip problem likely came from dancing in all those heels. Another gift perverted by the industry.
I miss his talent.
Disguise emoji.
He was an amazing, talented person. Stretch off on Pure Net right now.
That's right.
I'll be right back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. There may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
When man changed, then our family would change, and our community would change. The power is in the man. When man changed, then our family would change, and our community would change. The power is in the man. When God created man in his image, he gave the power and authority to him. Because we've been raised by women, they know not what they do, keeping man away from God. And until man realized that he has that woman nature that has been imposed upon him by mama, he has that woman nature that has been imposed upon him by mama, he can repent. He can repent by forgiving. He can repent. And God would change his nature. When man changed, then our family would change, and our community would change. The power is in the man. When man changed,
that is so true. A spiritual order. You got to return to the Father, men and women. Salvation is a return home to the Father. Not to Mary, not to anybody but the Father. Amazing, huh? A couple announcements. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. The Hake HAKEReport.com from 9 to 11. And then after at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an interesting talk with Leonard Jackson, actor, CEO, and entrepreneur. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What made you decide to run for governor of California?
Mental health, addiction, housing, economic opportunity, Toyota, Tesla, they all leaving.
Yep.
Black History Month, I want to get rid of it. These poor kids are coming up thinking they're second-class citizens.
Yep.
Black History Month, whatever it is, we're making it worse. I'm all about stop crying about it and do something about it.
Does your wife obey you?
No.
You ever had sweet potato pie that was so good, made you want to slap your mama? Amazing. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then, oh Lord, riding high, not off fentanyl, but off natural high, flying high of natural energy from God, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Right after the Fallen State, around 12, a little after 12, sometime 12:15, 12:30. Check it out. And then fellowship on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Come on down. rebuildingtheman.com/church. And watch, we are celebrating 250 years of America. And amazing thing is happening as being a part of this celebration. We have the American Hope coin. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. And they're selling like hotcakes. Every dime goes back to what you donate to Bond. Thank you for that. A good investment. You can't go wrong with silver. You know that, right? For those who know about investment, you can't go wrong. Also, you can go to jesseleepeterson.shop. You can call 800-411-BOND and order it, or you can go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop, all right? Amazing, and thank you all in advance. I do appreciate it. I wanted to show you one quick soundbite because I want you to understand demons. You are possessed as a human being inside of your body that causes you to say and do and judge and feel and act in ways that you wouldn't do if you didn't have the demons in your mind. If you had overcome evil, you're possessed and don't know it with evil. Look how human beings treat one another. Where's the love in that, right? And we're created in the image of God. It's not God at all. You got to return, you got to turn away from evil and back toward good. That's not going to happen until you can admit you, as an individual, is evil. Anyone who has emotions, who has thoughts and feelings are evil. It is not from God. This is hell on earth inside a human being. So you can't judge them. You got to understand. Otherwise, you shall be judged. Isn't that amazing? I wanted to, let me see, where is that? This is from X. And I want to know your thoughts on this one. Just a minute. A video, this is from X. A video from Forest County, Mississippi courtroom shows a convicted murderer vaping and displaying defiant gestures during his sentence. This is for the 2021 shooting death outside of a Holiday Inn. Watch this from X.
We have defendant one, Sean Cole, guilty of first degree murder.
He's vaping, according to the report. Look at that.
The law in this state allows only one sentence for first degree murder, and that is life without parole, and that will be your sentence. All right, sentence of the court, you're remanded to the custody of the sheriff for implementation of that sentence.
Amazing, huh? This is hell on earth. Now, that is an outward big example, a large example of evil. But anyone that lives in your thoughts and emotions, you're evil. Anyone that has accepted anger, resentment, judgment as good, you're accepting evil. And as quiet as it kept, you're miserable. You're not happy at all. And you look for things to try to make you happy, food, drugs, whatever, so-called good times. You're looking for those things and worshiping them, calling them God. It doesn't have to be that way. You can be free right this very moment if you want to. You don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you any longer. And when you stop being you, when you stop even thinking of you, in that very moment, you're in the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. But as long as you think about you and you focus on I, me, you, you're going to be in hell. It's just that simple. We were created to love one another. God loved us, and he want to work through us to love one another, not hate one another, not judge one another, not try to hurt one another, but to love one another, be the light. Chad is out of Florida. Derek, you said, what reminds you of that movie? That scene I just showed, nefarious. My producer's telling me that scene we just, the soundbite we just played, remind him of the movie Nefarious. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it. Nefarious. Oh, amazing. Let me go to Chad out of Florida. Hey, Chad.
Purple rain,
all I want to see is the purple rain. Amazing song.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah.
Remember as a kid looking at that young, him on the bike?
It really was. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I want to call and wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I wanted to speak a little bit more about the greatness of that coin that you got going on as well.
For the celebration of the 250 years.
Yeah. It's been selling like crazy, number one. And number two, like you mentioned to the listeners that, you know, silver is a great investment. And silver as just regular bullion is great. For example, real quickly, last year, around this time, a 1 ounce silver coin was $25. Today, a bullion 1 ounce coin is between $80 to $95, right? And that's just regular silver bullion fine coin. Now, when you have the coins with Trump face or your face, anything that's special, it goes up even more in value. So not only is the price of silver going up, but because who's on the coin, the hope, the great hope of yourself on the coin, it makes the coin even more Mamma Mia. It makes it even way better. So everyone who's listening for Jesse's birthday, do yourself a favor. Get these coins today because it's not that expensive. Because in, I want to say maybe in the next few years, these coins are going to be, you wouldn't even be able to put your hands on it. 8 billion people, 250 coins, very rare coin. So get it today. It's going to be one of the best investments that you can ever make in your life.
That's amazing, man. I appreciate that. I'm grateful. I want to play that ad one more time just to remind the people what you're talking about. Here is the ad for the celebration of this great nation. And it's a perfect investment. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. Again, you can call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND, or go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Thank you for that, Chad. That is so amazing. And you said it's a bullion coin?
Yeah, it's called bullion because it's 999 silver, so it's pure silver. It's not sterling silver. It's not steel. This is fine, pure silver. So this is God's natural state metal, very rare commodity, silver. So it's pure. So the next thing I want to say about the coin, what I love about the coin, besides the image of you in the front, is the back of the coin that says all thoughts or all lies about everything, all things.
Yeah.
I like the idea that you have to rotate this coin in your hand. I was showing it to a client recently, and it really engages the person with the coin and with the words. It's almost, in the lack of words, like a sort of like a mantra, if I have to find a word for it. That keeps you in consciousness, and it's everything that you speak about, that what we should be, that we should remain in consciousness, always remain in prayer, and always being aware of oneself.
Yeah.
And that coin brings those elements together. And I love the fact that everything is going back to bond. And myself and you, we're not making money off of this. It's to continue that great message that you've been shining light on. And I think that's just amazing. And anyone that could put aside some funds to do that, they should do it, because it's going towards something absolutely amazing. And we need to keep this going. We really do.
And it is.
So thank you.
Every time I give for it, it goes right back. You are helping us to rebuild the family by rebuilding the man. Do the work here. So thank you for that. Absolutely, man.
Thank you, brother. And I wish you many, many more years. I wish you life, prosperity, unconditional love and mercy, as it is in heaven on earth, towards you, Jesse. And may you live longer than Methuselah, so we can...
Methuselah was 1,000 years old, I think. What?
Oh, God, you're going to live way longer than that, sir. Way longer. I don't think you're going to ever die.
You know, there was one guy that God took him up into heaven without dying, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it that way.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. I think you're right. So, but I'm grateful that you're gonna leave us back a coin, so that when we do meet again, we can laugh about this and sing poo poo rain.
I'm along the way every time I realize my face is on a silver coin on money. Who would have thought Mama and Dad in heaven must be really rejoicing?
I know.
Amazing.
Who faces this? Jesse Lee.
I know. What the? And what on the back, it does say, all thoughts are all lies all the time. It's amazing. Yeah. You would never forget, folks. Amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Jesse. And happy birthday.
All right. Thank you.
For myself and the staff, everyone here, wish you happy birthday.
Right on. Thank you, Chad. I absolutely appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Last thing. My procedure went absolutely amazing. I feel great. I'm like a brand new person.
Yeah, God, you sound like you have not gone through anything, surgery, and I forgot that you had surgery. I'm glad it went well.
Yeah, I have people asking me if I went on vacation. I was like, I guess.
Right.
Amazing. God is good. Thank you, Jesse. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Bye-bye. Amazing. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
8-8, go to jesseleepeterson.shop. And to my friend AC, who said, happy birthday, Jesse. Imagine your face on an actual coin. That's amazing. Don't be jealous and go buy your coin, AC. What the? Amazing. Let me go to the first time caller to Tamika out of Chi-Town. Tamika, Chicago, you're on the air. Tamika? Tamika?
Hello?
Hey, Tamika. I hear you now. Can you hear me? I can now, yes.
I'm on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. What the?
What the?
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I have been listening to you, like, every day for, like, a year straight. I'm so happy that I found your show. I'm a driver. I drive for work. I'm a truck driver. So it just makes my mornings go by so good.
Right on. That's amazing.
That is amazing. And, you know, when I found you, I had to go back and watch, like, all your old Fallen State shows and everything. And I love when you say, beta.
Don't be a beta. What a beta.
You need to come to Chicago and tell all these boys that's acting crazy that they being beta.
That's right. I will. That's for sure. What a mess, huh?
What a mess.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tamika. I appreciate the birthday shout out. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jesse. Everybody there, Hake with the news, not the fake news.
Right, the Hake news, Anchor Baby, not the fake news.
And the Anchor Baby, Nick.
American
and
Anchor Baby.
And I already talked to Derek when I talked to Derek when I called in. So
right on. He
everybody
black.
Just have a good day. He black. I'm black.
She black. Right on. Thank you, Tamika. I appreciate it. Be careful on the road.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Amazing. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats. Thank you to, I already read this from Brandy in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Sion, Steven. Happy birthday. Wish you the best. Okay. And he said, that thing about Prince, how they messed him up. No Mo thoughts. Happy birthday, Jesse. You're a blessing in my life.
Thank you, and stay with it. Amazing.
Anthony G., 33 coffees. Happy birthday, and God bless you and the crew.
Right on. Thank you. Who is it?
Anthony G.
Anthony G., thank you.
Priscilla from Houston. Happy birthday, Jesse. You've changed my life. I love you. I say, if she's crying, she's lying. If you can you can hear. Keep your mind where your body is. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Thanks for teaching me so much.
Right on. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
JV the Great, happy birthday, JLP. Wishing you many more strong tan/black or brown arm.
Amazing. Thank you. You almost showed your muscle one day on your show.
I know. That was like just yesterday, I think. Because Ronnie from Ohio always gives a strong black arm emoji,
right.
Dark black, and then a strong white arm emoji.
Right on.
Because we're two strong brothers.
There you go. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, JV the Great. Yep. Yep. And evil has conditioned mankind to perpetually focus on self through annual celebrations, holidays, and rituals. No wonder the 100th floor is vacant. Deny yourself, lay down self-worship, worship God in spirit and truth, he says.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's amazing. Thank you.
And he gave another coffee saying the same thing, but also saying, hashtag, the Father has no beginning, no end. Hashtag, yet mankind celebrates themselves in time.
Human beings love worshiping themselves, and they don't have God. All they have is themselves. That's all they have. And as long as you have self, you would never know God. It doesn't matter if you're Christian, religious, Jewish, Allah, Abba. As long as you have self, you're never going to have God. You are your own God. And what a mess. Thank you.
Elise, have a blessed week. Even in Friday. Something like that. Happy birthday. You changed my life. Sometime I see God, that God really didn't lie when he said, if you search, you'll find me.
Yeah.
And you've helped me a lot. Have you ever think about doing your radio show, but live with a small audience? With an in-studio audience?
I hadn't thought of that, but I like that idea. A lot of things changed once the Chinese virus happened and everything just shut down, hotels shut down, everything for a while. But good for thought, though. Good suggestion. Thank you.
Cesar, happy birthday, Jesse. Thank you for helping me see the light and love what's right.
Thank you, and stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
Very nice. Marilyn, happy birthday, Uncle Jesse. XOXO, heart hands, black lady.
Thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate it. She black.
Eric, age 77, coffees. Happy birthday, Jesse. Thank you for the being the light.
Amazing. Thank you for helping us to help others.
Jason, King Alpha Nerd here. Happy belated birthday, Nick. Happy birthday, Jesse. Hope you have an amazing birthday and holiday weekend. My gift to you is showing me there is nothing good in anger.
Nope.
And letting go of that demon makes you free.
Absolutely.
Jesse, would you agree that forgiveness is the hardest thing mankind can ever do?
Only because they won't admit that they're wrong. If you can admit you're wrong for being angry, which is evil, it'll change by itself. That's for sure. Especially when you go and forgive. And especially forgiving your mother. Amazing. Thank you.
Roy M., happy 77th birthday, Jesse. Happy birthday, Hake.
Thank you. And by the way, the guy, who was that wishing Nick happy birthday?
That was Jason. King
Jason
Alpiner.
Thoma from Nick to you, Jason. Thank
nice.
You.
Nice. Little paycheck, united in the, uniting the
race. Hate birthday is every day. It never ends.
That's true. little paycheck, uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with flies. Happy birthday, Grandpa Jesse. We love you like a fat kid loves cake.
Right on. Grandpa, tell me about the ghetto days. Amazing. Thank you.
Charlie, member 4 months. Happy birthday, JLP. Any plans? I celebrated my 50th Wednesday at sea, a cruise. You, me, Nick, May birthdays are the best. Thanks for all you do.
Amazing. Thank you. Happy birthday to you, too. But thank you. No plans. I'm just going to take it easy and have my regular day. I'm enjoying my birthday right now. Thank you.
C. Nudson, or C.K. Nudson. Happy birthday, Jesse, from Camilla, Wisconsin. Thank you for everything. I'm turned 44 today. My birthday wish to come to a women's forum and a church. Have an amazing day and weekend.
Camilla, birthday today, too?
Yeah.
Right on.
Shout out.
What a time to be born. Shout out to you, and thank you. I hope to see you soon.
Omnitheist, happy birthday, Jesse. Thank you for everything you do. Because of you, so many who've been lost have found their way back to the Father. America needs you. When you're running for president, and what will be your first act?
I'll run when the president, the great white hope, is done.
And he's going to get rid of all computers.
That's right. That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Isabel H., after 20 years, I spoke with my father. Today, we talk every day. I came to understand the demon that exists within me and within my mother.
Right on. Congratulations. A return to the Father. Salvation is about that. Thank you.
Soul Conscious, happy birthday to the great Black Hope.
Amazing. Thank you.
Stick With It says, happy B-Day, Jesse. You're amazing. God bless.
Thank you. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it.
And we're going to have to read the rest of your super chats later, y'all. Ty Gingerbread, America the Beautiful, Sharon and Charles and all y'all. To Allison, Nick LaBoy, Improv, all you guys.
Thank you all. Thank you all so much. Alex, a first-time caller out of California. Michael out of Oregon. Mike out of Tennessee. William II out of California. Skip out of North Carolina. I'm out of time. Thank you all for the birthday wish, the gifts, and everything. I appreciate it. Hake is coming now. See you on Sunday. The Father's Day is after Hake, and then the American Anchor Baby. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought,